This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you. Now, we've just been talking to Daniel up on the Gold Coast, so we're going to stay outside Melbourne for the next item, because there's a conference forum, I'm not quite sure what to call it, coming up, called Take Care Out There, and one of the organisers is on the line to us now. That's Nolene. Good morning, Nolene.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, why are you having this forum out there, so to speak?
We know that there are lots of LGBTQ people living in country areas, and that they have issues that are unique, or some of the issues that they have are unique to living in a rural area.
What sort of issues would those be, Nolene?
When you're living in a rural area, for some people they're living in tiny communities where there may be... You may be the only gay person, really the only gay person in the village. There may not be anyone else for quite some distance, or there might be two or three people and no one else for quite some distance. So connecting is harder. Staying connected is much, much harder. So sometimes groups start up, but there's just not enough people to keep them, to maintain them and keep them going. And you're much more visible in a small community, and some small communities are a bit behind the times as well, so homophobia can be a bigger issue in a country town that sometimes than in the city.
Okay, so you're organising this rural GLBT health and wellbeing forum called Take Care Out Back There. Who is this forum for? Who is going to be coming to it?
It's for people who work in community service organisations who will be seeing, whether they know it or not, they will be seeing gay and lesbian, bi, transsexual and queer people. So it's for people who are working with queer people, people who identify as gay, lesbian, transgender, who are living in the country and want to come and connect, and health professionals and researchers. So it's a broad range of people we're inviting, and we're getting expressions of interest also from a broad range of people, which is great.
So it's a kind of professional forum, yeah?
It's both professional and community-based, and there'll be lots of people who are just coming along, not because they work in the sector, but because they live in the country and want to connect with other people.
Okay, so what sort of topics are you going to be discussing?
Some of the ones that we know already, we already have abstracts for mental health issues, ageing and older people. We've got Professor Horner from Western Australia is coming to present a research paper on retirement issue and housing issues for older people. We've got a professional development stream on the Friday, which is for people working in the healthcare sector, and they're covering sexual health, testing, dealing with people, GLBT people, how to take a medical history, what sorts of things that they need to think about.
Because you could be a very considerable distance from the nearest medical assistance, couldn't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. And we'll also be wanting to tell people about what alternatives are available. So, yes, you might need, or you might want to have a sexual health test, but there isn't anywhere in the local area for you to do that. So there are virtual opportunities that people don't necessarily know about. So we'll also be talking about those and making those known to everybody, both health professionals so they can refer people, but also for gay people living in the country who might not need to know about it.
Yeah, and I'm mentioning that because I'm getting older myself. I just had my 60th birthday, so I'm kind of very conscious of the availability of medical services and how far
absolutely.
Away they are, and you know, considering moving and thinking, well, I don't want to move to the country because I'll put myself further away from medical help rather than closer to it. You know,
it's definitely something to think about. There are alternatives out there that people may not be aware of, but you know, if you live more than I live. Just over an hour out of Melbourne, so that's feasible for me. It's a train trip. If you live more than that, it's really a lot to ask for people if they have to come to Melbourne if they become ill.
Yeah, and the other thing you mentioned was about young people and yes. isolation. Now, that is a...
Yes.
And I noticed that Way Out from Covington are partnering you in this.
They are, yes.
Along with Can. Now, that is a big part of what they do, of course, is trying to connect up young people.
Yes. Yeah, this will be a great opportunity for us to hear from them about what they do, because they're very successful in forming those connections with young people, and sometimes it's harder for adults to do that, so we will be really keen to find out just how they do that and why they're so successful, but also some of the issues that young people experience. All schools, there's the opportunity for homophobia, but sometimes country schools can be a bigger issue for that, so they'll be talking about those sorts of things as well.
Yeah, I suppose one of the big issues you've got in rural areas is the lack of resources, because,
yes.
You have small populations spread over large geographic
right.
areas and not much of a financial base for the local authorities.
That's exactly right, yeah. Yeah.
And
I think some people, I live in Daylesford, so I'm lucky to have a large community of people there that I can, spend time with, but we met recently. We went to a country town that's a few hours out of Melbourne, and the homophobia that they talked about there was appalling, and that they tried to start up a young people's group and parents started to say, "You're making our young people homosexual, you're turning them into homosexual." There's a long way to go for some country towns.
Yeah, it's very patchy, isn't it? We live in the cities, or even in places like Daylesford, tend to forget that it's not like that everywhere.
That's right, yeah.
Now, are you still calling for people to submit abstracts and offer to do presentations?
We are. It closes, I think, tomorrow, so we would ask people to do it quickly. But even if they can't get one in tomorrow, if they could at least send us an email and say, we're sending one in, and a bit about what it's about, then that would be great. We have got a pretty big program, and so there's not a lot of space left, but we are keen to hear from people, because we want... It is really difficult for people to get to, people will be travelling for many, many, many kilometres to get to the forum, so we want it to be as relevant as possible.
Well, your email address is very easy to remember. It's simply takecare@takecare.org.au.
That's right.
So it couldn't be simpler. So if you want any more information, if you're interested, if you've got something you want to make a submission for an abstract, whatever, takecare@takecare.org.au. Now, it's not all going to be hard work as well, because this all ties up with spring migration, doesn't it?
It does. So it's a fantastic opportunity to do some networking, learn a little bit, talk to each other, and then have a really great time. I think that's perfect. It's a good reason for people to come and a good reason for people to stay.
And now, when does the forum actually take place?
It's from the 2nd to the 4th of September.
So plenty of time to book your accommodation.
You can book your own accommodation, or if you're coming to the forum, let us know and we can book it for you.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Nolene. And
I hope
you get a good turnout, and we'll talk to you nearer the time and see how it's going and get a report back afterwards.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was Nolene Gratian there. She's helping to organise the Take Care Outback There Rural Health and Wellbeing Forum. It's taking place on September the 2nd, the 3rd and the 4th as part of the Spring Migration Festival. And if you want more information, or you want to submit an abstract, do a presentation there or whatever, it's takecare@takecare.org.au. Couldn't really be any simpler.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.